I arrived in Italy on the 21st of February. We live in Rome, so we were coming back from Durban, South Africa, where we had been at the Christmas holidays with my family. We had seen the situation that was going on in China, didn't take too much notice of what was going on. And then we saw that there were three cases in Italy. But it didn't affect our trip because we didn't really worry too much at that time at all. And just in the week that we were back, the cases just sped up so quickly. There were about 200 in the next few days and then into the thousands. So actually, the Saturday before the country went on lockdown, my husband and I, we went to the center of Rome and we met our friends for lunch. And thinking back to that, I just can't believe we behaved so irresponsibly when, the warnings were there and the numbers were growing exponentially. Actually, we went out on the Saturday and on the Sunday, they locked down the north of Italy. And on the Tuesday morning, the whole country was in lockdown. So just to show you how quickly it was from the time that we were going out living our normal lives to a nationwide lockdown. I wish we had listened earlier. I wish we had isolated ourselves earlier because I would hate to think that we were ever part of the problem of spreading it. Or also just, it was such a bad example for us to go out. Things got so bad in Italy. We're currently under lockdown. We cannot leave our house. We live in a flat, in a block of flats, and we're not able to leave. Only one person from the household is allowed to go and get supplies from the supermarket. Italy never experienced stockpile buying and panic buying because the government did say in the beginning that there's more than enough food to go around. And people really respected that, which has been really nice to see. However, in the last few days, the queues for the supermarkets, because they only allow three people in at a time, are very, very long. So it's about a 2-hour wait at my supermarket to get in. And I'm not allowed to go to a different supermarket out of my area. So yeah, so things are very intense. It's day 13 of our lockdown, and that means we haven't seen anyone else other than just our little family at home. We don't have anyone coming into our house. We don't have any interaction whatsoever with anyone. When we go to do the shopping, we leave the products outside of our house for a few hours, and then we wipe down everything with sanitizing wipes before packing it away. Our lives have dramatically changed in 3 weeks. I've never experienced anything like this. And I'm looking at the numbers in South Africa and I'm so worried for the country. I really, if there's anything I could say, I was that person that didn't take it seriously. I was that person that wanted to see my friends and socialize. I'm a social person, so, we like going out and doing things, but this is such a crisis, and I've seen it before my eyes. Just 2 days ago, the deaths in Italy were almost 800. So that's crazy. And Italy does have a good medical infrastructure. There's lots of hospitals, healthcare is free, but the hospitals are collapsing, the ICU rooms are collapsing, there's no ventilators. So Italy's having to get ventilators come in from other countries. But in the meantime, people are dying, people are suffering. The medical healthcare professionals are at their complete end. It's a real, really, really serious situation. If there's anything that South Africans can do, it's stay at home, self-isolate, don't see anyone. We're on day 13, so tomorrow will be 2 weeks that we've been in isolation. And you can keep yourself busy, you can make a little routine. It's hard, it is hard, but it's 2 weeks. They will probably be extending it here in Italy because of the numbers, the increase in numbers, because of the deaths. Last night, the deaths had dropped by 100 and the number of infected down by 1,000. So we're hoping that we're going to reach the peak and the line will come down from hopefully tomorrow after 2 weeks in isolation. So it does work. However, the lockdown in Italy compared to the restrictions in South Africa are very different. So it's up to the individual, really. You can see what's happening in Italy, in Spain, in Iran, in the rest of the world. So all the warnings are there. Now it's up to the individual. What you can do is just stay at home, isolate, don't see any other people. Don't be selfish in supermarkets because it doesn't help anyone to stockpile. You don't need stuff for 3 months or a month even. If everyone just does their part and everyone's fair, it's the only way we can end this thing. So my advice to everyone back in South Africa is to please take it seriously. It is so intense. I would hate to see this happen in South Africa. It would be devastating. The number of deaths are terrifying in Italy. The number of infected are terrifying. This virus spreads like wildfire, and it affects so many. It's not just the elderly. It's not one kind of population. It will affect the entire country. So please stay at home. Do your part. You can save lives from the comfort of your own home. But really, isolation and lockdown means isolation and lockdown. Your life does have to change. But yeah, so that's my advice to South Africans, and I'm thinking of everyone back home and wishing everyone lots of safety and just, yeah, be responsible, do the right thing and self-isolate.